Welcome back to Giants.com, everybody. Joined by Paul Dottino, I am John Schmelk. As we continue our mock drafts, the draft is only a couple days away. And, of course, the Giants picked 23rd overall in the first round. We don't know what's going to happen before the Giants go at 23. So instead of picking individual players, we will look at a couple of position groups here, Paul, and see who might fit the New York Football Giants. We'll look at tight ends and wide receivers. Let's start with the guys outside. There are three consensus first-round picks at wide receiver in this draft. How do you like him for the Giants?
Well, you know, John, it's interesting because two of the top three receivers that everybody talks about are more of the skyscraper variety. Guys who can really go up and get it. Guys who have tremendous size, height, weight, frames, wingspan, catch radius. But the thing about it is Corey Davis is coming off of an ankle problem. Now, he didn't work at the combine, didn't run at his pro day. And so now the scouts are saying, well, can he truly run a sub-4.5? But there is no question. He can do everything else, has tremendous skills as a big wide receiver. You look at Williams, played against some of the best corners in this draft, and excelled. So when you look at Williams, you say, okay, he's got the radius, he's got the speed, he's got all the stuff, because he did run a sub-4.5 at his pro day. A little bit of concentration dropsies. What he does do extremely well, though, is he catches the sideline ball. Very good with the tiptoe, a la Amani Toomer. Good stuff out of Mike Williams. Now, you look at John Ross. Now, everybody knows John. John Ross, 4.22 in the 40 at the combine. Ran like lightning. Questions about his physicality and his durability. He's had a lot of injuries in his career, John. A lot. And that's not even in the NFL yet. That's in his college career. You got to be a little bit concerned about his durability and his physicality. And I don't think you can really ask him to block in the run game at all off the edge. That's going to be a problem for him.
No question. Those are three wide receivers. Some might be there when the Giants pick. All three might be gone. We'll have to wait and see. Now, a position Giant fans, Paul, are very excited about is the tight end position. It might be the deepest tight end draft in a decade. There'll be players rounds 1 through 4, but here are three guys that could go in round number 1.
All right, let's take a look at these three studs, and I'm calling them studs because they're all studs out of this position in this draft, as you said, John. Howard, Njoku, and Engram. I'm going to start with Engram first because he's a little different than the other two. Engram, he's actually almost a clone to Brandon Marshall. Give or take an inch or two, maybe 5 pounds, he's basically a blown-up receiver. He played almost his entire career as a slot tight end, which means you're not going to ask him to do a whole lot of either H-back blocking or certainly inline blocking, John. That's a problem. But what he does do in a one-dimensional way is outstanding. Hands, speed, athleticism, acceleration can do a lot of things for you. When you talk about Njoku, this is a guy who's only had 2 years of playing experience at Miami. Howard had the full 4 years at Alabama. So he gets the edge there because of experience in a big-time program. He also gets the edge over Njoku because he may be the most complete all-around tight end prospect that the NFL has seen coming out of college in 10 years. He's that good. He is an outstanding run blocker. He can play the H. He can go in the slot. He can play in line. He can do it all, John. You gotta love this guy. Everybody thinks he's gonna be gone in the top 10, which means the Giants are not gonna have a shot at him unless they trade up. Njoku, I'll tell you something. That guy, yeah, he shows great effort and he shows great physicality. Looks like he can be a similar player to Howard, just hasn't done as much of it, specifically in the blocking game, but incredibly athletic and explosive in the passing game.
All right, needless to say, I think if all six of these guys are there, Paul, you like O.J. Howard. Assuming he's not available for the Giants, from the other five, who would you select?
There's no question in my mind between these guys. I'm taking David Njoku. The Giants are going to be picking at 23. John, I don't know that he's going to get there. They may even have to sneak up a little bit to do it. But let's assume for a second he is there at 23. I don't think you could beat me to the podium fast enough.
Paul, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much for joining us.
You got it, John.
That's our mock draft right here on Giants.com. For Paul Dottino, I am John Schmelk. And stay tuned to Giants.com all week long for our continuing coverage of the 2017 NFL Draft.